Hi, Lori. This is Abigail from Family First Care.
Hi, how are
you?
I
called in regards to Suzanne?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm good. Thank you. My name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator here at Family First.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to run through the process a bit with you so you can know what it's going to look like, okay?
Okay.
So the patient first has to get two assessments to be approved by the state. And then once we have that, we will have to collect some financial documents. And then after that, the county will be the ones who approve the financials, and then we'll have someone come down to discuss hours with you. This is just
okay.
A quick rundown. It usually takes about 6 weeks, depending on if we're able to get through to the patient or the point of contact, and especially the county. It's usually the county that will cause the hold up a bit, but
okay.
We do get an answer from them. I just want to let you know that, okay?
Okay. Can it sometimes take sooner than 6 weeks, or 6 weeks is like the max?
Sorry? No. So it could take less, usually not. It does take sometimes a bit longer, depending on if we're able to get through to the patient. Usually if we can get through to the patient, it doesn't take that much longer.
Okay.
But the county will sometimes take 2-3 weeks to get back to us. So that is usually what is the biggest holdup.
Okay. And then this won't interfere in her Medicare, or Aetna insurance?
So the Medicaid will be reactivated once she has the waiver from the county.
The Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. Now, but it won't interrupt her Medicare insurance, correct?
They
told me it would be in addition to the Medicare, and Aetna insurance.
Okay. So then that should be right.
Okay.
Okay. I just have to ask a couple of questions about the patient just to confirm that it's probable that they'll be eligible.
Okay.
Is the patient making more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay, good. Do they own a home or a car?
They own a home.
They own a home. It's under their name?
Yes.
Okay. Just a second, please. Okay, does the patient have any other assets over $8,000, whether it's in cash value, in the bank, any objects, anything over $8,000?
No.
Okay, is the patient married?
She's widowed.
Okay, are they living with any minors at the time?
No.
Okay. So, because the patient owns a home, sometimes the government will run into some issues when they have an asset that is of great value. So we do suggest there is ways to get by it. They may still approve you. I would say if they don't, you can also put the house in somebody else's name if you want.
No, I know she's not willing
right,
to do that.
She's not willing to do that. That makes sense.
Mm-mm.
I would suggest applying. I'm going to give you the number to Maximus, which is the company from the state, which will give the approval. You'll have the first two assessments with them. And then if you are approved, I would say then you can call us back, and we'd be happy to go through the rest of the application with you, and you can come through our agency. But right now,
okay.
We can't tell if you would be approved because of this home. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give you the number now for the broker, okay?
Okay.
It's 877.
Uh-huh.
550 4227. And you're going to call them to schedule an assessment. Also, this is the number that I called you from. That's my direct number, so you can see me in your contacts if you need. And let me know if you were approved. I would reach out to you in a couple of days to see how the application is going with them.
Okay.
But if you need, you can always call me, okay?
Okay. And so your first name again was?
Abigail.
Abigail. I should remember that. That was my daughter's name.
Oh.
And then as far as me getting paid for taking care of her, the lady I spoke to earlier said that family first care is what you guys use?
Yeah, so we pay the caregivers for taking care of the patients as long as they are approved and have an approval on a waiver from the county.
Okay, and then how much typically, I don't know if you can answer this, but how much typically is like the payment for taking care of your family member?
Yeah, each patient, each case has a different number exactly. It's usually about 14 an hour.
Okay.
But that would be determined once we have a set amount of hours.
Okay. Even though I do carry a nurse's license?
I think that's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then
they'll
be able to say, like, how many hours she's able to have?
Yeah, so that would be at the end of the enrollment process. You would have someone come down to discuss hours with you, and then they have to get an authorization from that. But once we have that, we'll know how many hours it is, and we can give you an exact amount, an exact rate.
Okay. And then how often are the caregivers paid?
They get paid at the end of the week on a Friday from the week before. So let's say you would work this week. You would get paid for this week next Friday.
Okay, so it's a weekly pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you know, like, if the hours run, like, 6-hour shifts, 8-hour shifts, 12-hour shifts, or is that just to be determined?
That would be determined.
Okay. So just call this Maximus at the 877 number?
Yeah.
And let them know I want to move forward. We're trying to get help with taking care of my mom.
Yeah. Ask them to schedule an assessment, and then you'll take it from there. You can call me if you have any questions, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You can text this number as well. No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care.
You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.